Why should you develop for Windows 7? Because it can help give your user a great user experience.
Why should you care? Search me.
User experience is important. It gives users what they want, making them happy, and happy customers are what you want.
Happy hour is what I want.
Microsoft spent years researching what works and doesn't work for users before it created the user interface for Windows 7. That's the point of the Windows 7 Was My Idea campaign.
Oh, I thought that was like Microsoft's lead developer who was forced to keep changing his appearance for some reason.
Microsoft listened to end users and incorporated what they said they liked and what they said they didn't like as it designed and refined the Windows 7 interface. Microsoft looked at research that showed not just what users say they want, but what users were actually doing with their computers, and then set up an interface that made it easier to do those things.
I'm not sure I'd want to know what users are doing with their computers.
For example, the first thing that many users do with their computers is go online. So Windows 7 now has a quicker startup, and the internet connection is established immediately, so that users can go online right away.
People are in too much of a hurry nowadays. I think they should have to go back to dial-up, make them appreciate things a little more.
Which is why you were not in charge of Windows 7. Watching what users do and not just responding to specific user requests means that Windows 7 is going to surprise users with great new features they didn't even know they wanted until they got them.
Like a leopard print Snuggie.
For example, Windows 7 has a great new taskbar with bigger icons that are easier to see and easier to touch if you're using a touch screen. The taskbar can hold more and not be cluttered because even though the icons are taller, they're not as wide.
I wish they'd designed my junk drawer so it could hold more and not be as cluttered.
Program icons can be pinned to the taskbar whether or not the program is currently running. Jump lists are little menus that pop up from the taskbar icon with shortcuts to common actions for a particular application.
Little menus? Are they delivered by little maitre d's?
As a developer, you can customize jump lists by creating custom categories and adding your own custom tasks. Thumbnail previews show a tiny version of the window for a currently running application when the mouse hovers over its icon in the taskbar. That lets a user see what the app is doing without having to actually switch focus to that app. And that makes it easy to switch between multiple running instances of the same application.
Hey, is your application running? Better catch it. Oh, man. That is always a classic.
You also have complete control over the thumbnail preview for your application. You can even add toolbar buttons to the thumbnail to make it actionable. There are fewer annoying pop-ups in Windows 7. That includes the security warnings and also pop-up notifications within applications. Also, Windows 7 offers a way to quickly peek at an application by making all the other windows temporarily transparent. Libraries are virtual folders that hold similar data from multiple physical locations. The Pictures library, for example, contains pictures from the public Pictures folder along with the user's own Pictures folder. That makes it easier for the user to find items because most of the time, the user only needs to open one library instead of multiple folders.
And like real libraries, it has 15-year-old copies of Highlights and Boys Life magazines in the current rack.
Now, a lot of this is free. All your user has to do is run your application in Windows 7, and they'll get all of this. Of course, you may need to do a few things so that your custom application can run on Windows 7 without any problems. But Microsoft has gone to great lengths to make it as easy as possible for legacy applications to run on Windows 7 with little or no modification.
Just simply switch from standard to metric.
Let's take a look at some of the innovative ways that a Microsoft partner has put these new features to use. Iconics provides manufacturing and process control software that gives 3D insight from the shop floor to the top floor using WPF on Windows 7. Here, you can see how a custom Windows 7 jump list is used to launch the wind power monitoring and control application. Users can zoom around the wind farm, and they'll be notified of any malfunctioning units. You can see the unit stopped and blinking in red. With gestures, users can zoom in and read individual controls and review error messages. Users can then move over to the electrical control room to review the potential source of the problem. In another scenario, users can use multi-touch to explore a building and examine hot water flow. Clicking on equipment in the 3D environment, such as this fan, brings up status information and an interface to control the equipment. If you'd like, you can even bring up a set of operating instructions.
Now, if your application needs a little tweaking to get compatible with Windows 7, Microsoft has lots of help. Videos and demos, white papers and websites, they all document the known incompatibilities and fixes. It also has a utility called the Application Compatibility Toolkit that can review your application and find incompatibilities. It can even fix some of them itself.
Which, as we all know, is step one to a complete machine overthrow of humanity.
Now, if you want to go even further to make your application really shine on Windows 7, there are several things you can do with just a little more programming effort. The ribbon that's been so popular in Office 2007 can now be added to your own custom application so that users can interact with your application in a familiar way. Windows 7 has done this already with its own Paint and Notepad apps.
You can also add the ribbon to a kitchen towel to make a festive holiday placemat.
Users can add your website or database to the resources that are searched when the user does a standard desktop search in Windows 7. You only have to write a little code and make it available to the user to activate if they choose.
Are we nearing the end? Because I wasn't kidding about getting to happy hour.
The new user interface in Windows 7 is going to make your applications look better automatically with little or no extra effort. But if you want to go to a little more trouble, you can take advantage of some great new features so that your application can do even more to please your customer.
Which is important because you all love your customers. Money.